St. Paul of the Cross, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, do you know what a missionary is? If you're familiar with the word, as I think most of you are, you would think of the missions, far away places, which are sometimes barbaric or savage, like North Dakota, where a priest would go to bring the faith, because there isn't any priest there anymore, no true one or the true faith. The word missionary comes from the Latin word sent, because they're sent by our Lord and by his church, the Holy Catholic Church, to bring the faith throughout the world. You see, in the old days, there used to be two kinds of priests. One was the kind of priest that would be in a parish, and he would be called a parish priest. And he would just stay in one place, and he would worry about just basically his own parish. And then there would be missionary priests, and they would go to far-off places, or sometimes all over the place, to preach our Lord and the Blessed Mother, and to get people to be holy and know the faith and to practice it. Only now, there aren't really any parish priests anymore, because every priest today is a missionary, because all of the parishes have been taken over by the new religion or the false religion, and the only thing that's left are a few priests and scattered people throughout the whole world. So all of our priests really are missionaries. Some are traveling missionaries, like the father that's going to say Mass today, Father McKenna. So as I say, he goes to the frozen north every 3 weeks or so, and he brings the Mass and the sacraments to little groups of Catholics who otherwise wouldn't have a priest. And when I was a young priest like him, a long time ago, that was my job, and I did that for many years. Of course, when you become a bishop, it's your job to be a missionary too, and you have to travel wherever you have to go to give the sacraments and to take care of priests as well as the people. Well, other kinds of priests, for example, like Father Cicada, doesn't travel that much by what he writes and by the work that he does in what's called the internet, you know, the computer. He is able to help people out, Catholics, throughout the whole world. And then maybe what he writes in English gets translated to another language like Polish or Russian or something, and they too learn the truth about what's going on. So that's another more modern way of being a missionary. Well, I'm talking about missionaries today because today is the feast day of three great missionary saints. Two of them practice one special devotion, and they were missionaries to one country, their own country. So around the time of, just before, around the time of the American Revolution, that would be the 18th century, there was a young man in Italy, and he is known today as St. Paul of the Cross, and he was inspired by our Lord to go everywhere preaching devotion to the cross of Christ and to our Lord's passion, his sufferings. So he had a lot of troubles and difficulties, saints always do. But when he was finally blessed by the church to be a missionary and approved by the Pope, he preached all throughout Italy, and he would go barefoot, even in the winter, and they have very hard winters, so that would have been quite a penance, that alone. It's fun to go barefoot in the summer in the grass, isn't it? But you wouldn't want to have to go barefoot on a snowy, cold day. But he did. That was just one of the many penances. And when he preached, people paid attention. Preached in a wonderful way, and if people were being bad, you know, and nobody was paying attention, as all the little children, I'm sure, are paying good attention today, right? Ben, are you paying attention? Ben, can you turn around and look at the bishop? Don't look at anyone else. Look at the bishop when I'm talking, because I'm talking to Ben, because I want to convert you and make you to be holy, right? So just watch me, and maybe you could be a saint one day or even a missionary. Well, when he was preaching, if he noticed people weren't being so good as they should be, what he would do is he would unbutton his cassock, and that's the long black robe that priests wear, and he would pull it down over one shoulder, and he would get a whip, and he would scourge himself the same way the soldiers scourged Christ, as an act of penance. And then it would bleed, and it would hurt very much. But he would offer up that penance, that's how holy he was, to get people to be good, to go to church every Sunday and keep the Ten Commandments and go to the sacraments and say prayers and everything that it means to be a Christian. He preached from a kind of a platform in the towards the front of the church. And everybody watched him. And sometimes he wouldn't wear the priest's hat called the beretta. He would wear a crown of thorns, just like our Lord, which pierced into his head, like our Lord, and he would bleed. And he would offer up these penances to make people be good. He converted many people who otherwise would have gone to hell for leading a wicked life. And his legacy is the devotion to the Passion of Jesus, the Passionist Fathers, they used to be called. And they went barefoot. Well, there was another saint who lived just before him, and he lived in the country of France, and his great devotion was to the Blessed Mother. And he gave us a way of being devoted to Jesus and Mary we call the true devotion. And it's a way of being a slave of Our Lady and of saving our souls and being very holy by doing everything with the Blessed Mother through, with, and in Mary. And St. Louis de Montfort was a missionary in France. And wherever he went, people were jealous of him, especially there were heretics who didn't like him. And at one point, they poisoned him. And he never really got over being poisoned. And eventually, I think he may have died of being poisoned. And one of the things that he liked to do to make people pay attention in church would be he put on sort of like a play or an entertainment, a little bit like what we had on Sunday, but more like of a play. And he would act out, and the people would take turns acting out. Some would stand for one kind of sin or another, and others would stand for angels and saints and holy virtues. And the people would come, and they would watch it, and they would learn a lot, and they too would be inspired. And then he would also show them how to pray the rosary very well, so as to help them to be holy. He was a missionary in France, and his writings are still with us today as a good shortcut to get to heaven through and with our Blessed Mother. We have to think about him because it's almost the month of May. Then the last missionary saint that we have today is called Saint Peter Chanel, and he was both kinds of a missionary. He started out as a priest, a parish priest, in one place. And then he got permission to be a missionary far away. He was a poor shepherd boy. And he would never have become a priest, because back then, if you were born a shepherd boy, you stayed a shepherd boy. You never learned how to read or write, anything like that. You never got a chance to go to school. You would just have to take care of sheep for your whole life. And he was a good boy, though, and he said his prayers. And there was a priest who was inspired, and he thought, I bet he'd make a good priest. So he got permission from his daddy to start giving him classes and to teach him. And pretty soon he went to school, and then when the time came, he was ordained a priest. When he went to be the parish priest of a certain place, the people were very suspicious of him. They thought, oh, he just wants to get us to go to church and things like that, and that's no fun. And so they wouldn't, and they spoke against him. But then there was a plague when everybody got sick, and our Saint Peter Chanel, one of the saints we have today, he took care of all the sick people, and he spent a lot of time on it. Remember how we had some saints recently who did that, and sometimes they even died taking care of sick people. So then the people thought, he really does love us. He's taking care of us. Look at how he is visiting the sick people. We're afraid to, but he does. He's not afraid. And so they were all inspired to finally let the priest take care of their souls the way he was taking care of their bodies. And he saved many souls that way. But the thing about a missionary is he's never content. He always wants to save more souls. So he got permission to join a new order dedicated to the Blessed Mother, because if we do things through Mary, we do them the best of all. They were called the Marist Fathers, and to become a missionary. And it was very sad for his father when he had to leave home. And so I think he was one of those saints, he climbed out of the window at night rather than to have to say goodbye to his father, because it would have been just too sad. And the next day, when everyone in the house got up, he was already gone. And he went to a little island in the South Pacific. And there, the island is called Futuna, and there he learned to speak the language that the people spoke, and they were wild, barbarian tribes, you know, and I think they were cannibals, too. And he worked with them. He was very kind and very holy, and the people were impressed because he could speak their language. And pretty soon, he started making converts, and he converted the son of the chieftain. Well, the chieftain got jealous of our saint, and he said, "He has too much influence over my family and my people. We better put him to death." So he sent some of his soldiers to kill him. And so St. Peter Chanel died as a martyr. And when the savages came to kill him, he said to them in his own language, "It is good for me that you do this," which was a remarkable thing to say just before you're going to be shot with poison-tipped arrows. But that's what he said. And then he died. And of course, he went straight to heaven. That's what he meant. Because if you die as a martyr, you get to go straight to heaven. And then something remarkable happened. People started to convert. They wouldn't before, but now everybody wanted to become a Christian and to be baptized. That was the grace of the martyrdom of the saint, who was both a parish priest and a faraway missionary. Well, those are some of the saints whom we're honoring today, children. Just think, wouldn't it be wonderful if some of you could have a vocation to help out the missions by being a priest or a sister? Well, don't forget our own missionary right now, aside from Father McKenna, I mean, but then there's Father Nkamuke, and he's a missionary in darkest Africa with many savages and Mohammedans and things like that to deal with. And we have to help him by our prayers and also by our offerings. Oh, we know lots of missionaries, I think. Let's all try to think of one or two things we could do today to help the missions. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost.